Hey there. So you've been digging into this whole world of corporate strike security, and we're here to help you sort through it all, really get the most out of that excerpt from Corporate Strike Security: Navigating Modern Challenges by RSS Inc. The goal today is to, well, imagine you're a company facing a potential strike. We're going to look at those challenges, the best practices, all through their eyes.
It's a really interesting area,
I know.
especially because strikes themselves, they've changed so much.
Oh,
Even
absolutely.
just in recent years, like it's not just about picket lines anymore.
You're so right. The source, it points to four major factors reshaping things: technology, globalization, those regulations that never seem to stop changing, and then, of course, the economy. And what struck me was how intertwined they all are.
Like, take technology, right? Social media specifically.
Okay.
A local labor dispute, boom, it's international news overnight. A single video, maybe it shows some questionable working conditions that can go viral,
Right.
put immense pressure on a company.
I can see that.
Remember that UK dock workers strike in 23? Footage, alleged safety violations, it spread like wildfire online.
Wow.
Public outcry, huge pressure on those port authorities to negotiate.
That is a perfect example, and it ties into globalization too, right?
Well, for sure.
One country's strike, and suddenly a company's entire supply chain,
Yep.
it's disrupted. That UK one, massive ripple effect across Europe. Delays, headaches for businesses who relied on those ports.
Absolutely. And then pile on the legal side,
Right.
gets so intricate. Labor laws, they're complex,
Yeah.
vary wildly from country to country.
It's true.
Companies operating internationally, walking a tightrope, got to comply with every regulation. One misstep, hefty fines, legal battles that drag on for years.
It's like high-stakes chess. Every move could have these legal ramifications. And then you've got the economy influencing how workers are feeling.
A struggling economy, that's a catalyst for unrest. People worried about their jobs, their families' finances.
Yeah.
They're going to demand better wages, better benefits, more likely to strike.
It really is like this perfect storm companies have to navigate.
It is.
So how do they prepare? Well, the source, it breaks this whole strike security approach down five key areas: risk assessment, employee relations, physical security, legal, and then crisis management.
And the thing is, you can't treat these like they're separate. If they're
No,
all
no.
connected, you could have amazing physical security.
Right.
But if you've got bad employee relations,
Yeah.
might not be enough to prevent a strike.
That makes total sense. So, a holistic approach. Let's break down each area, starting with risk assessment. It's more than just physical security, isn't it?
Oh yeah, much more. It's about the big picture, identifying those vulnerabilities across your whole
So,
business.
like, where are the weak points?
Exactly. Weak points in your supply chain. How vulnerable are you to, say, reputational damage? You have to assess what a strike could do to your operations, finances, even your brand image.
It's like anticipating those problems, having a plan before they even come up. Okay, that makes sense.
And that leads right into employee relations.
All right.
Being proactive is always better than reacting.
It's
I
true.
love it.
This is where it gets really interesting.
It does.
Happy employees are less likely to walk out. That's got to be true.
Absolutely. Strong employee relations, that's the foundation of preventing strikes.
Okay.
Companies that prioritize open communication,
Right.
fair treatment, addressing grievances quickly, far less likely to have that unrest.
Interesting.
It's about a work environment where employees feel valued, respected, heard.
I like that. That's like that old saying, an ounce of prevention.
It's worth a pound of cure.
Exactly. Now, strike security, most people picture security guards, fences,
Right, the classic image.
but there's more to it, right?
Oh, yeah, it's much more nuanced.
Okay.
The traditional stuff is still important, of course,
Yeah.
but the scope's expanded. You got to make sure non-striking workers are safe, protect company property, manage access to your facilities during a situation that could get volatile.
And nowadays, you've got cybersecurity too, right?
Absolutely. Cyber attacks are a growing concern during strikes.
I can see that.
Disgruntled people, groups, they might try to exploit those vulnerabilities in your systems.
Right.
Protecting your data, your digital infrastructure, that's just as important as the physical stuff.
So interconnected.
It is.
And then there's the legal and compliance side.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like a place where companies could easily get tripped up.
It is a complex landscape, and the regulations keep changing. Companies got to be meticulous, adhere to labor laws, Document every single step.
Wow.
Seek expert legal counsel.
I bet getting tangled up in legal stuff would be a nightmare.
It would.
Okay, so say a strike happens, despite all the preventative measures.
Right.
Crisis management, that's where it comes in.
Exactly. You have to have a plan.
Okay.
A well-defined plan before things get out of hand.
Right. Knowing who's in charge, how you will communicate internally, externally, mm-hmm. making sure essential operations can continue during the strike.
It's like those fire drills, but for a labor dispute.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
You rehearse your response, just like for any other critical situation.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So those are the five parts: risk assessment, employee relations, physical security, legal and compliance, then crisis management.
Mm.
The source also had some great advice on actually putting these strategies into action.
Yeah, we'll get into all of
that. And mitigating those risks.
Great.
That's where things get really practical.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned. All right, so we've laid out those five core areas, strike security, all that.
Right.
Let's get practical.
Hmm.
What can companies actually do, you know, to make a strike less likely to happen?
Yeah, yeah.
The source had some good advice there.
One thing that really stuck out to me was how much they emphasized being proactive.
Okay.
Too often, companies are reactive, right? Waiting for the problem to show up before doing anything. It's true.
But with strikes, prevention, that's key.
Yeah, the source really stresses that strikes, they aren't inevitable.
Right.
It's not about bracing for impact. It's about making that environment where strikes are less likely to occur.
Exactly.
That really resonated with me.
And a big part of that, it's dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Open and consistent dialogue. That's crucial.
Okay.
Companies need to engage with unions, employee reps, and not just when things are tense.
Right.
Regularly reviewing policies, updating them, making sure they're competitive, addressing worker needs.
Yeah.
It's about showing that commitment to employee well-being, dealing with concerns before they blow up.
I like that analogy. Like building a strong foundation for a house.
Yes.
Neglect the foundation. Even the prettiest house.
It's in trouble.
Exactly.
And even with the best prevention, a strike could still happen.
It's true.
So companies got to be prepared. The source talked about strike simulations. That was interesting.
Oh, I love that part.
Like a fire drill, but for labor disputes.
Right.
Imagine walking through those scenarios, testing how you'd respond.
Yeah.
What's the communication strategy? How do essential operations keep running? So valuable.
It lets you find those weak points in your plan, improve how you communicate, train your teams to respond well under pressure.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
It's going beyond theory, actually testing your crisis management plan.
Preparation is everything.
It is.
Speaking of which, technology's role in all this.
Right.
We talked cybersecurity, but the source also mentioned data analytics, predicting unrest.
Yeah.
It sounds almost futuristic.
It's becoming more and more common.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Companies using data to track employee sentiment, analyze social media, identify those potential hotspots.
Interesting.
It's about using information to stay ahead of the curve.
That makes me wonder, though, about how they use that information responsibly.
Oh, for sure.
Do they target certain employees based on what they see online? What about worker privacy? It sounds like there's a line there.
You're right. There are definitely ethical considerations.
Yeah.
Transparency is key. Companies have to be clear about how they're using employee data.
Right.
Making sure they're not violating anyone's rights.
Yeah. It's powerful, but it needs to be used the right way.
Absolutely.
So beyond data, what other tech are companies using security-wise during a strike?
There's a whole range. Advanced surveillance systems. You've got sophisticated access control.
Okay.
Even drones for aerial monitoring.
Wow.
But it goes beyond security, too. There's operational technology.
What's that?
It's the hardware, the software that controls those physical processes, like manufacturing or logistics.
Okay, so how does that come into play during a strike?
Say you've got a manufacturing plant, they're facing a strike.
Right.
Operational tech can automate certain tasks, reroute production workflows.
Okay.
Even control access to critical infrastructure remotely.
Interesting.
It helps keep things running, at least to some degree, adapt to those disruptions.
It's like a backup plan for your backup plan.
Yeah, exactly.
The source also talks about bringing in security professionals.
Right.
It seems like knowing when to call in the experts.
It's crucial.
Yeah.
Strike security, it's so complex. Companies often don't realize how challenging it really is.
Yeah.
Having those experienced pros on your side,
right.
They can be invaluable. Help with those thorough risk assessments, design those robust security protocols, navigate all the legal stuff.
It makes sense to get that guidance, high-stakes situation like this.
Absolutely.
So we've talked mitigating risks, but let's shift gears.
Okay.
What about the impact of strikes? they can have consequences far beyond just a few days of things being disrupted.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to understand both the direct costs and the indirect ones. The direct costs are kind of obvious.
Okay.
Lost revenue, production delays, maybe penalties for missing deadlines.
Right. But you said the ripple effect is often underestimated.
Yeah. People don't always see it coming.
What do you mean by that?
Think about your supply chain.
Okay.
A strike can disrupt your suppliers, leading to more delays. Maybe you can't meet customer demand anymore.
Yeah.
It can damage relationships with clients, hurt your reputation in the industry.
Yeah, like a chain reaction that has long-lasting consequences.
And then there are the indirect costs.
Okay.
Theirs can be harder to even measure.
Like what are some examples of those indirect costs?
The source really emphasized the long-term damage to customer trust, to your public image.
Right.
A poorly managed strike.
Yeah.
It erodes confidence, tarnishes your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, with everything so connected,
right,
bad publicity spreads instantly.
It's like a stain, tough to get rid of.
It is.
Companies have to think about that long-term impact on their brand, their reputation.
Yeah.
So how do they deal with this stuff? Minimize the damage. The source talks a lot about leadership.
Yes. Strong leadership is absolutely critical during a strike.
Okay.
It's not just about managing the logistics, the security.
Right.
It's about the human element. Leaders have to communicate clearly and honestly with everyone. Employees, unions, customers, investors.
That sounds like a tough balancing act.
It is.
They need to protect the company.
Yeah.
But also be empathetic, understanding. For the employees, whether they're striking or not.
It's finding that balance between firmness and compassion.
Right.
Those leaders who succeed in these situations,
mm-hmm.
they're skilled communicators, negotiators, problem solvers.
Yeah.
They can de-escalate the tension, keep the dialogue going, even when things are really heated.
It makes sense. Strong leadership, that can make a huge difference.
It can.
How the strike unfolds, how it ends up.
Absolutely.
The source also highlighted tech in strike management.
Right. And it's not just security tech.
It goes beyond that.
It does. Think about communication platforms that let companies keep everyone informed, real-time updates,
mm-hmm.
addressing concerns, being transparent.
Right.
Social media can be powerful, too, for managing how the public sees things. But you got to be careful.
One wrong move online.
And it backfires.
Exactly. High stakes.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned those operational technologies.
Yeah, those can be crucial.
Helping companies adapt, keep essential things running during a strike.
Right. Think about supply chain management software
that
helps companies reroute shipments, find new suppliers, optimize inventory.
Yeah.
It minimizes the disruption, helps them adjust to the challenges of the strike.
It's all about being agile, adaptable.
It is.
But strikes, let's be honest, they're expensive.
They are.
The source doesn't shy away from that.
Yeah.
So financially, how can companies prepare? Lessen the blow.
Financial preparedness is key. The source recommends having a reserve fund specifically for strike-related expenses.
All right.
It's like a rainy day fund, covers lost income, increased security costs, unexpected stuff.
Like a financial cushion.
Exactly.
To absorb the impact.
Right. And then beyond that, companies need to look at their insurance coverage.
Insurance, yeah.
Are they covered for business interruption? Do their policies cover strike-related losses?
It's probably easy to overlook that.
It is. A lot of companies do. It's like a safety net.
Mm-hmm. If things go wrong.
Right.
And lastly, the source talks about cost management during a strike.
It's not about being cheap.
Right.
It's about being smart,
yeah.
strategic with your resources.
So identifying areas to cut spending temporarily.
Exactly.
Delay projects that aren't essential.
Mm-hmm. Prioritize core functions. Make tough choices to protect the company's financial stability.
All of that. It helps build a more resilient organization.
It does.
One that can weather the storm of a strike, come out stronger on the other side.
Exactly.
But we can't forget the people involved.
Oh, absolutely not.
Strikes aren't just about profits.
Right.
The source had a whole section on the psychological impact.
It's important.
And I think that's crucial to consider.
Yeah.
Strikes, they're stressful for everyone, those on strike, those who aren't.
For sure. Let's start with those who are on strike.
Right.
They're facing so much uncertainty. Loss of income, maybe they lose their jobs.
Hmm.
The emotional toll of not knowing how long this will last.
That's a lot to handle.
It is. And strikes can also create division among workers.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Solidarity among those striking, but also tension, resentment between them and those who don't.
Makes sense.
And for those who don't strike,
right.
imagine being in the middle.
Yeah.
Loyal to the company, but also sympathetic to your colleagues who are striking. Tough spot.
It is tough. That's why companies have to support all employees.
Exactly.
During a strike, no matter what their position is.
Right. So how can they do that? How can they offer support?
Well, The Source talks about employee assistance programs, EAPs.
Those are great.
They offer counseling, support services, help employees cope with the stress, the anxiety.
Yeah, recognizing that mental health is just as important as physical health.
Especially during tough times.
Absolutely. And beyond EAPs, companies can create a supportive environment, encouraging open communication, making sure employees feel heard, understood, providing resources to help them get through the challenges.
The Source also mentions support networks like peer groups.
Oh, those are so helpful.
Where employees can connect, share their experiences.
Yeah, it's about community, belonging, even when things are potentially divisive.
Are there other practical steps companies can take?
Absolutely. Flexible work arrangements can help with the stress, the logistical challenges, and things like wellness programs, stress reduction workshops, mindfulness sessions.
Right.
Give employees tools to cope with the emotional side of things.
Those are all good ideas. I was interested in the part about training and development.
During a strike?
Yeah. Even though
it might seem counterintuitive, but it can actually be a great time for that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Offer training programs on resilience, conflict resolution, communication skills.
Makes sense.
Employees develop valuable skills that'll help them personally and professionally.
It's like turning a negative experience into an opportunity for growth.
Exactly. It shows the company cares about their well-being, is committed to them in the long run, even when things are tough.
That's a good point. We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
The changing world of strikes, the intricacies of corporate security. Best practices for mitigating those risks, the impact strikes can have on businesses, on people.
Right.
The role of technology leadership. It's been a journey.
It has. Corporate strike security, it's complex. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But by taking that proactive approach,
sure.
the holistic approach,
yeah.
companies can not only get through these challenges, but come out stronger, more resilient.
Well said. We've really gone deep on this, huh? Corporate strike security.
We have.
It's amazing all the things companies have to think about when they're preparing for a potential strike.
It's a lot, yeah, multifaceted, like you said.
The Source did a great job laying it all out.
They did. It's almost like, I don't know, training for a marathon or something.
Ooh, I like that.
Right. You need a plan, the right gear, and you got to have the stamina to make it through.
Exactly. So it's not just a one-time thing, checking off boxes.
No, no, it's got to be ongoing.
Got to be part of the company's DNA almost.
Absolutely. And that brings us back to that holistic approach.
Mm-hmm. The Source was big on that.
Yeah. It's not just about having tight security or knowing all the legal stuff.
It's more than that.
It's about understanding how strikes work nowadays, engaging with employees, using technology strategically.
Being financially prepared too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So to recap what we've learned,
mm-hmm.
modern strikes. They're complex. They move fast.
Right.
Globally interconnected. There's the legal stuff. The economy plays a huge role.
And companies have to be prepared on all those fronts.
If they want to navigate these challenges, yeah.
Exactly.
They have to assess those risks, build good relationships with their employees,
right.
have strong security measures, understand the law, and have that crisis management plan ready to go.
And we can't forget the human side of it.
Right. Absolutely.
Strikes are tough on everyone, and companies have to support their people through the whole thing.
It is a lot to manage.
It is.
But The Source makes it clear it's doable.
It is definitely doable. With careful planning, being open in your communication, commitment to the company's interests, and the well-being of the employees.
That's key.
Companies can not only get through a strike, but come out stronger because of it.
Well, I think we've really gotten to the heart of this material.
I think so, too.
Before we wrap up, any final thoughts for our listener? Something to really take away from all this?
You know, after all this discussion, I think the biggest thing is preparedness. Companies that are proactive, they understand how strikes work now, they've got good relationships with their employees, they've got solid plans.
Yeah.
Those are the ones who are best equipped to handle a labor dispute, minimize the damage.
That's such a good point. It's not just about surviving a strike.
No.
It's about using it to learn, to adapt, to come out stronger, more resilient as an organization.
Yeah.
Well said. All right, on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we explored corporate strike security. We hope you found it informative, insightful, maybe even got you thinking a bit. Keep learning, keep asking those questions, and keep diving deep into the topics that matter to you. Until next time.